This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Roush, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 29th of May, 2020. The PM 40 closed down again for the second consecutive trading day at 26.04, down 48 points from the previous close. We'll be back to take a look at the day's top winners and losers right after these messages.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paparitalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com. And we're back. The top gainer was Stora Enso, which closed at $12.27, up 2.8%. Amcor also gained, closing up 2.1% at $10.21. Other winners were Rayonier Advanced Materials, Universal Forest Products, and Kimberly-Clark. The biggest decliner was Quad Graphics, closing at $2.85. That's down 9.9%. Weyerhaeuser also lost, closing down 5.8% at $20.19. Other losers for the day were Catchmark Timber, Sappi, and Veritiv.
You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2020, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.